Rob Sawyer, I'd like to start with you describing your latest book, Illegal Alien.
Illegal Alien is a courtroom drama with an extraterrestrial defendant. It deals with an alien starship that comes to Earth, and of course we welcome the aliens with open arms, and everything is going terrifically until one of the human scientists who's sort of traveling around the globe with the aliens is brutally murdered, and suspicion falls on one of the extraterrestrials. Well, this raises all kinds of fascinating questions. Who has jurisdiction to try an alien? What happens to the human race if we find an alien being guilty? And this novel actually takes place in California, where they have the death penalty. If we actually decide to execute an alien for murder, what are the repercussions? If we decide to spare an alien, what does that mean for civil rights for those who are on death row? I'm trying to deal with a lot of issues related to the justice system, to the concept of race and celebrity in the courts, and I hope it comes off as an exciting, fast-paced, but somewhat thought-provoking novel.
How much of you is in the book?
There's a lot of that. I really do think that in another age, I would have been a polemicist. I would have been writing haranguing essays to try and espouse my view of the world. There's no place for that today. You can't really do that. But in fiction, if you dress it up in an interesting enough set of characters, I think you can, by the end of the dialogue, put forth pretty strongly what your views are. Certainly my views are that there is a lot of inherent racism in the judicial system, and that not everybody gets the fair shake that they deserve. And I think that comes out pretty clearly in Illegal Alien. I think my writing is changing a lot. When I started out, I was doing very traditional science fiction, spaceships, aliens, the far future. And I've gotten, as I get older, I'm getting more interested, I think, in the immediate future, maybe because I now realize that that's the only future I'm going to live to see. So I'm writing stuff that's set in the present day or very near future on Earth instead of in outer space, and is probably, when I was first writing books, like my early novels like Farseer, which were parables about, you know, the Catholic Church and Galileo, for instance, people were missing that a lot of the readers were missing that these were actually parables about important issues. And so I've given up the fight. I'm not disguising anymore what I'm doing. If I'm going to write about an issue, I'm writing about it head on. In Illegal Alien, I tackle the courts head on. In Frameshift, I tackle the insurance industry and the genetic revolution head on, without disguising it as if it's about something else. And I think, if anything, I've become a more political writer as the years have gone by.
Are your books moving out of the science fiction section of bookshops?
I think that's already happening to some degree. Here in Canada, I often get stocked in just general fiction or even, when I'm lucky, in bestsellers. And in the States, it's starting to happen too. I really think that the science fiction genre is going to collapse in the next few years. And the writers who survive are the ones who will appeal to a broad base of the public, not just, you know, the traditional teenage boy audience that that read science fiction and played video games. So I'm very much working towards getting out of whatever literary ghetto I've managed to fall into over the years.
Rob Sawyer, thank you very much.